the Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to thank every single one of you for tuning in each and every week, the many hours of radio that we do, because this show is about you. It's about you. It's about me. It's about everyone out there with a dream. And so we come to you each week to hopefully that you'll hear something that will help you live life full out. This show is not only inspirational for me and so many other people, but it is a way for each of us to connect with our absolutely true purpose and the fact that we are magnificent and have everything inside of us to live the lives we want. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and we have a show for you that will absolutely rock your world. I am so thrilled and honored to have with me today Dr. Farah Gray, who is joining me here today as a best-selling author, as someone that knows from a very, very, very young age what it means to be successful and, more importantly, what it means to step into the power that you have and live life full out. Just to give you a little bit information about who he is, you're going to hear a lot about him during the show. You know, he is, as I said, best-selling author. And most recent book, Get Real, Get Rich, Conquer the Seven Lies Blocking You from Success. And so today you're going to hear about his story. You're going to hear about how since his first interview at 11 years old, he has become a celebrity. He's featured in thousands of print, magazine, radio, television media. He's been on NBC. He's been on 2020, Good Morning America, ABC, Montel Williams. And he travels across the world to take a message of success out to people, all ages. As an incredible entrepreneur, you'll hear about not only his business acumen, but you'll hear about how he contributes to the world in a greater way. And so I'd love for you to meet. It is my honor to present Dr. Farah Gray. Thank you so much, Dr. Gray, for joining us here in the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, this is a world of possibilities for so many people, and yet for so many others, it is a world of impossibilities. And I wanted to ask you, in your journey, and we'll talk about this today, one of the questions I ask is this. What are some of the challenges, what are some of the obstacles that you personally have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, I think the biggest challenge that we all face is a belief in self. Growing up in the projects on the south side of Chicago, as I did, I grew up very, very poor. And I always tease people, and when I tell them I grew up poor, I tell them, I said, listen, we didn't even have furniture. And they say, because I still have to tell them that, because they still don't catch it. And I go on to tease them and say, we grew up, you know, almost to the extreme of where most people would scream when they see a rat or a roach. But for us, it was like, move over, we have to go to sleep.
Yes. You know, those of us that have grown up in the projects, we get it.
Yeah, exactly. They understand. So I think that everyone has to have a pivotal moment. And my pivotal moment was when my teacher, I was 7 years old, and she was used to people saying that they wanted to be doctors, attorneys, biochemists, social workers. And I said, well, I'm going to be a millionaire entrepreneur one day. And she looked at me and she said, no, you're not. You're poor and your family's poor. She said, you better go find someone to work for. And I remember going home to my grandmother, and I said, Grandma, why did she say that to me? And she said, I want you to remember that, she said, you can achieve anything that you want to achieve. You don't have to listen to her. She said, wake up every morning and say, why not me? And I think that was a pivotal moment for me, and I think that was my biggest challenge was, it's amazing what you can accomplish when you don't know what you can't do yet.
I love that because, you know, so often I've said, you know, for myself, ignorance has been the greatest door opening in my life. And wow, not you know what I'm saying? Not ignorance from, you know, a stupid point of view, but not having a, my mind tainted by someone else's sorrow or a misconception.
That's right. That's right. And that's why I created a student venture capital fund headquartered on Wall Street at 13 years old, because I realized that investors were very interested in the bona fide money-making ideas of young students, because they had not been jaded by the rest of the world. They hadn't been told what they could and could not do. They were then able to embrace what's possible. And, you know, a child generally only sees what's possible and absolutely no limits.
Absolutely. And I love what you have taken out into the world. In the eyes of many people, one of the things that comes really clear and true, and that is that you are not about failure, that everything that you do, every word that you speak is a word of encouragement, and at the same time, there are some practical things that we need to do in this lifetime to achieve success. What do you believe about the idea of luck?
There's absolutely no such thing as luck. I know that for sure. You know, luck didn't get any of us where we are today. And I think first, as it relates to the word failure, I think we have to realize that none of us have a monopoly on setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
None of us do.
Mm-hmm.
We all face them, rich, poor, happy, sad, young, old. It doesn't matter. And being 23 years old, I have learned a bit about success. Some people would say, you know, you're too young. What do you know about success, boy? You were born yesterday. And I always say, yes, I was born yesterday, but I stayed up all night.
Yeah.
So I'm one of those kind of 23-year-olds. So I strongly believe that there is no such thing as luck, you know, and I hate to hear people give luck the power. The power is really within us. The seeds of greatness, I think we all have them. And when we say luck, you know, luck to me is just about showing up. Even a person who wins the lottery, they still had to take their own money and try. So it goes back to the old saying, you can't get a hit if you don't take a swing. So as it relates to luck, I think the power is really within the individual. That's why you'll never hear me say I have to have my lucky jacket or lucky shirt before a meeting or lucky underwear or Dr. Pat, wasn't it the rabbit's foot years ago?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, the rabbit's
foot. It was the rabbit's foot, and then I think at some point it was the whole rabbit.
Yeah, I told people, I said the rabbit had 4 feet, and he still got here. If it didn't help him, it won't help you.
And, you know, what you write about is you write about ways for us to understand that there are steps we can take every minute of every day. But you're really clear about the fact that we live in this world of lies, and that we have to move beyond the lies in order to see what I think people call, you know, that rainbow in the sky.
We have to. We have to embrace self-responsibility, the law of self-responsibility. We have to realize that whether good, bad, negative, or otherwise, that our lives, one, have purpose, and two, that we're responsible for them. And if we wake up every morning with that spirit, and some people would say, as I talked about in my first book, Rillionaire, being rich from the inside out, a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't need to worry about the inside. You know, I could just make money in my outer world. But I went on to show people and said, listen, think about it. The people you see on television getting pulled over for DUIs, hopping in and out of prisons, wanting to jump out of windows. I mean, you almost want to really slap these people, you know, because you shake them up or something and say, wait a minute, you have all the money in the world. You can buy almost anything. What's wrong with you? Where are your problems? But what I had discovered is that what people had built in their outer world with money and popularity is more than what they had built themselves to be in their inner world, so they have a lopsided success. So it's all about embracing the authentic you and moving forward and moving with a sense of knowing who you are.
You know, how important is it to not only know who you are, but know what you want to do?
I think that's the key. I think that we all have to embrace who we are. There was a story about my grandmother. She and a school teacher told me this story as well. Both of them. There was an 8-year-old who was in art class, and he was drawing a picture. And his teacher walked over and said, "Well, what are you doing, young man?" He said, "I'm drawing a picture of God." She said, "No one knows what God looks like." He looked up at her after he finished drawing and said, "They will when I finish my picture." So you have to believe in yourself when no one else will, because a lot of times there will be so many people around to put you down and to confuse you on your path. But if you don't embrace your purpose, if you don't embrace who you're supposed to be, my friends and I have a saying, "You hate me because you ain't me." And what that means, you know, jokingly, is that you're so many of us are trying to be like someone else. You know, we want to be, what was the old saying, I want to be like Mike, I want to be, you know, like this new entertainer, I want to be like this hip-hop artist, or this R&B artist, or a country artist, or rock star, I want to be someone else, but that may not be your gift, so it's important to find out what you're good at doing. I'm not good at everything, I understand that, I've accepted that. I don't play basketball as well as I'd like to. I don't play football as well as I'd like to go all the way to the pros. But I have, as Dr. Keith Harrell talks about, you know, your NBA, natural-born abilities.
Absolutely.
You have to play with that.
Absolutely, and we're going to be talking about that throughout the show. I want to welcome everyone to joining us here today. I am so totally jazzed out of the box with Dr. Farah Gray joining me here today. He is the best-selling author of Realionaire, as well as Get Real, Get Rich. And we have several copies of this to give away. If you would like a copy of this book, send me a comment or question at info@thedrpatshow.com or call in live right here at Voice America. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've got three questions that everyone out there will need to know. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Chocolate. Not only sensual, but powerful. Shisai Dark Unprocessed Chocolate. Highest level of antioxidants in a simple food. Did you know science has shown dark chocolate could help you lose weight? Did you know that you can actually improve your overall health by eating dark chocolate? Or that you can enjoy eating chocolate 3 or more times a day, guilt-free? Did you know that chocolate actually has a bliss factor? Life with chocolate couldn't be sweeter. LifeWithChocolate.net.
Do you or a loved one have chronic pain? ABC Health Solutions introduces Ferroblock, a fabric that relieves chronic pain with no side effects. Ferroblock's unique construction of micro-thin stainless steel and nylon interrupts EMFs, or high-frequency waves, from damaging our cells, causing inflammation and pain. Call 253-631-8270 or visit abchealthsolutions.biz to see a short video regarding Ferroblock. That's abchealthsolutions.biz.
What's ahead for you or your business in 2008?
Get your custom roadmap for next year from internationally known astrologer Madeline Gerwick. Find out how to best focus your time and energy for the challenges and opportunities ahead. Call Madeline Gerwick at Polaris Business Guides for a personal or business consultation. Also ask about good timing for important events. Call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com. That's the S-E-D-O-N-A tools.com.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. And as I said before, we have a couple of copies of this incredible book to give out to you folks, Get Real, Get Rich. Dr. Faragray joining me here today. And so if you dial in or send me an email at info@thedrpatshow.com with your comment or question, we will have copies of this book to send to the first three people that contact us. You know, this story is about, as we say on the show, living life full out, and I am thrilled and honored to have Dr. Gray joining me here today. He is, as I said before, the author of Rillionaire, and has been nominated by NBC and Publishers Weekly, Quill Award.
I forgot about all that stuff.
I know. Isn't it great when they stick this stuff in front of you? You kind of get tired hearing it. You say, did I do all that?
Really? Like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I remember that now.
Is that like me? But it is you. I mean, you know, we look at your journey from a very early age, and, you know, you have three questions and lots in the book, but you have three questions, and I wanted to ask you what the three questions are, but how did you come to know these questions based on your own personal journey?
Well, for one, I appreciate you reading the book. You do a lot of interviews, and the person read the first page and maybe the last. I said, well, that's pretty knee-deep in the book. I'm impressed, Doc. I'm impressed.
I couldn't put the book down.
That's an honor.
We're thinking about creating a study group around the book.
Wow, that's truly an honor, coming from someone who has what I call that been there, done that kind of knowledge. Yes, I always encourage people to ask themselves a few questions, three questions, to find their area of excellence and to find their true purpose. Because some people say, oh, easier said than done. Well, I show people how it can be done very easily and how we can take common sense and turn it into common practice, which a lot of people don't do. But first I want to tell you how I started talking about those questions and how they kind of came about. There was a guy who was 75 years old, and he called, and he had cussed me out. You know, nothing we could say on the radio, of course. But he said, you know, I've been watching you on television, and I'm sick of it. And I'm 75 years old, and I've been working all my da-da-da life. Da-da-da is cuss words.
Yes.
So
we know those words.
I've been working all my da-da-da life. Why is it that you have money and I don't? Why is it that I'm broke, and I've been working hard, and you and everybody else on TV, you guys say it's always about working hard, work hard, work hard. You know, I've been working hard. I said, no, sir, I never said it was just about hard work. I said it's about hard work and finding your area of excellence. I said, what did God put you here to do? As one of the greats of our time once said, the two most important times in a person's life is when we were born and when we find out why we were born. And he said, He said, well, I already know what I'm here to do. I said, okay, well, what are you here to do? He said, I'm a singer. I said, okay, well, sing. He started to sing. I listened some more. I said, sir, you're not a singer. I said, that's not what God put you here to do. We see it on American Idol every day. People doing things they're not good at doing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
just let it go, as my mom would say. Shut it down. Don't do that anymore. So I encouraged him. I said, sir, if you want to find what God put you here to do, ask yourself three questions. First question, what comes easy to you but harder to other people? Meaning, what do people compliment you about? What are people so amazed at that you can do? It could be cooking. It could be being a radio personality. It could be being good with children. It could be some of the things that you write that may not be a big deal to you, but an astronomical concept and idea to other people. And the second question I encourage people to ask themselves is, and this one's a little tricky, what would you do and work for years and years and never have to get paid for?
Uh-huh, I hear that. Boy, well, that's what I did on radio for the first couple of years.
And now you're syndicated all over the world. And people don't understand the simplicity of going into an area that they love so much that when 10 and 12 hours go by, they're like, oh, wow, I didn't even notice it. Oh, wow, I don't even have to get a check to do this. Because when you are loving what you're doing, then you're able to, as Dr. Bertice Barry says, when you walk in purpose, you collide with destiny.
Mm.
Third question I think you should ask yourself is, how can you give back? You know, personally for me, I'm the spokesman for the National Coalition for the Homeless. When I found out that the average age of a homeless person was 9.5 years old, I said there must be something that I can do to give back. I'm also the spokesman for the National Maradona Program. I'm not done yet. I'm also the founder of the Far Grace Foundation, where I give a percentage of my personal income to those who want to go to college. We give out scholarships. We give to those who want to be entrepreneurs. I've graduated with the Kauffman Foundation. I have schools, programs, over 300 young people that want to be entrepreneurs from our business university, totally free of charge to them. So it's really about giving back, finding your area of excellence. And that guy became a painter and sold one of his paintings for almost $5,000. That's what he was here to do.
And those questions are so important. And, you know, what I love is, you know, when I sat down, and yes, I have read the book, and when I sat down and I got to this section, I shared this with a couple of very close friends, and I realized how easy it was to answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. For some people, this may not be as easy as it was for me. But, of course, I've had to go through a lifetime and done everything from selling hot dogs, to going door-to-door and selling vinyl siding. And I was clear that even though I liked the hot dog job, I didn't see myself in it for the rest of my life. How do we help people to get real, to get clear about what is in their heart in answering these questions?
You have to get real. I think that's the bottom line. You can't live your life according to what other people think. You can't expect to be successful and not operate to the beat of your own drum. You just have to. I mean, it's that simple. If you do not embrace who you are, if you're focused on someone else's gift, if you're focused on what someone else has, and then you're listening to what everyone else is telling you, and you're caught up in the negative opinions of others and their conversation. And I've discovered, in order to be successful, you have to go against the conversation of society, because there will be so many people that will tell you what you can't do. And it was Chuck D, who's a legendary rapper, and he said, if you can't change the people around you, then change the people around you.
No. You know, there are so many myths we have. Everything from you're too old to do that, and one I'm sure you've heard, you're too young to be
Absolutely.
Taking this message out to the world. Aren't these all lies of some sort?
There are absolutely lies, and we hear people say all the time, you know what they say. Well, they say, I've never met they before.
I wanted to know who the they was.
Yeah, who are they?
I remember the day that I asked my dad, who are these they people? Who are
right.
these, like, our relatives, or who are they?
Right, are these relatives? Am I related to? Please don't tell me that I'm actually related to these people, because they're not very positive. And I think that when we look at, and even going on to the subject of politics, when we look at those who have been criticized, i.e. someone who's come from the same town that I was raised in, Chicago, so many people criticize optimism. People criticize what's possible. people criticize some more, but they don't look at the fact that we've become a society of critics, and we believe that the impossible and whatever is negative is realistic, but whatever is positive and optimistic and possible is just, I mean, that's just, you know, well, let's not even discuss that. That's just, you know, a dreamer. But we have to not go a step beyond and not just be dreamers, but realize that we are actual visionaries. It was Dr. King who was known to have said that, you know, you always want to be a visionary because a visionary keeps their eyes wide open.
Wow. And, you know, part of this is going through this lifetime, making sure you are awake. And, you know, we hear about awakenings from so many people. We hear about that moment of truth where we get to decide and choose. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we're going to be back with Dr. Farah Gray, and we're going to be talking about this idea of vision. And can you really have what you want? Do you dare even ask for it? How many of us live in a world where we're scared to death, out of our skin, to actually say the words, I want? Well, we're going to be dealing with that and much more when we come back from break. Get real, get rich. I've got copies to send away. I want to thank Vanessa for sending your email. Many of you are sending these emails in. And as I said before, we're getting you a copy of this book to the first three folks. info@thedrpatshow.com. And are you ready to ask for what you want? Now that you know what it is, are you ready to say the words? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
There is within you a power so great that you discover in the One Command. This revolutionary new book is taking thousands to success in moments. The One Command stops your negative thoughts in their tracks. In this teaching, you are able to reach naturally and easily into the deepest levels of yourself and make remarkable changes in your life. Go to CommandingWealth.com and start your new rich future now. Order The One Command at CommandingWealth.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9888.
Kate's Caring Gifts is proud to support Dr. Pat's Green Challenge with earth-friendly alternatives. Visit them at katescaringgifts.com to see their complete selection of natural body care, kid-powered toys, eco-friendly home decor, and organic gourmet indulgence, including the world's best organic chocolate. Find people and earth-friendly gifts at katescaringgifts.com. That's katescaringgifts.com.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Is your cell phone harming your health? Evidence has shown that electropollution can have a devastating effect on our health and may increase our risk for disease and illness. Scientifically validated and patented technologies that neutralize the harmful effects are now available. Email mybiopro@aol.com or call 503-781-5604. For more information, visit thrive.emf411.com. No triple W in this address.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I told you earlier that I was totally jazzed about today's show. If you're wondering about whether or not you can live the life you desire, if you're wondering whether or not you have that divine birthright, I want to say this, wonder no more. Dr. Farah Gray is joining me here today. Get real, get rich, conquer the seven lies blocking you from success. We're going to be talking about those lies. But right now, as I said before the break, Dr. Gray, you know, there are people listening to this show that are thinking to themselves, here she goes again. You know, here they are now. They're doing the want thing. They want me to say what I really want in life. And yet at the same time, we not only compromise in stating what we want, but we will negotiate ourselves downward in even claiming what it is we want to experience in this life. What can you tell us about how to move beyond that block of not truly asking for what we want?
Well, for one thing, that was very painful for me was losing my sister to AML leukemia.
Mm.
And searching and wondering why and trying to understand the whole death process and how to accept it and to deal with it, I talked to various chaplains at the hospital, and I would ask why. Explain to me why. What do people feel? What do they say in their last moments? What is this about? What do they say? And I remember chaplains would explain to me that people would talk to them about regrets. Regrets, not so much of things that they had done to anyone else, but regrets of opportunities that they didn't take advantage of. Regrets of things that they could have done. And I think if many of us could live our lives over again, there would be things that we would all do differently. So it's really about realizing that life is not a dress rehearsal. You know, we're not aware of what will happen tomorrow. And we have to ask ourselves, as Mother Teresa said, I believe it was her, who said, you know, that we have to live in purpose. We just absolutely have to. You know, each moment is a gift. That's why they call it the present. And that's what one of the greats of our time once said, because we have to embrace that. We have to know what it is that we want to do. We have to embrace it. We cannot continue to allow anyone else to be in the driver's seat of our lives. I told someone one time, I said, listen, your life is out of whack. Why? Because it's like, look at yourself at the top of a mountain. You're in this car, and this car represents your life. And it's going down, and it's swerving, and you're getting ready to go off the cliff. Where are you in that car? I said, you're in the passenger seat, and that car represents your life. So we have to get in the driver's seat. It hurts more, I think, to not do what it is that we want to do, to follow our passions, to chalk it up as, oh, you know, that's what the successful people say. No, everybody, and those who do believe in God have to realize that if God was a fair God, He gave everybody a gift and a talent, and we shouldn't have regrets, and we shouldn't be the type of people, I think, that believe that there's just a big treasure chest of opportunities, and we can just discard some and go back, and there'll be more for us. That's not necessarily the case. It's about seizing the time and creating the moment.
And, you know, when you talk about this, you talk about this in the book in a number of different ways. And seizing the moment is very difficult to do if we are living in the what we consider the agony of our past and the future tripping of what could be. How do you, or how have you in your lifetime, been able to hold such a crystal clear vision of the future, yet be so fully embodied in the present moment?
Because my grandmother told me to focus on my passions. She said, never allow anyone to tell you that your passions is your distractions. So people really believe that if they go on and live life full out, that it's just more of a concept. And what you and I'm sure have never told anybody, you know, leap and the net will appear, but don't know where you want to go. No, leap and the net will appear, yes, but you have to know where you want to go.
Well, you have to be able to calculate, you know,
absolutely,
how high you're going to leap, what direction you're going to leap in, and whether or not you've got the muscle power to get to go to the distance, don't you think?
Absolutely, and I think that's the key to realizing what it is that you want to do. And it really is, it's not going to be easy to do what it is that you want to do, but you should make it at least easier for yourself to make that decision on what it is that you want to do. God put you here for a special reason, and we have to embrace that. And that's why I wrote the book, and the subtitle is Conquer the Seven Lies Blocking You from Success, because as I would travel across the country, I realized that people were blindsided by some of the most pervasive lies about money, about success, and they really didn't realize, wait a minute, there's a lot on the road to success that I must learn. And I think the best way to learn, as Donald Trump once said, if you ask a chef how to make a dish, they can give you the recipe. If you ask a millionaire how to be rich, they'll show you.
Well, and the lies are the things that get us stuck. Let's talk for a minute about some of these lies. And we've touched on a couple of them. You know, the idea of, you know, being born lucky, being born at that place and time and neighborhood and with the right parents. You know, there's also one that was difficult for me growing up, and that is this idea of working hard. You know, many people have this notion that if you work hard and don't, you know, that's going to be the ticket to the slide and glide in life.
Oh, absolutely. And I upset even some of my family members. They said, what do you mean to work hard? I said, just read the book, please. Just read the book. And they said, what do you mean to work hard? How is that a lie? As Dr. Deepak Chopra talks about the law of least effort, Let's keep it real as possible. You can't tell your bill collectors when they call, I worked hard this week. They don't care. You can't go to Bank of America or Wells Fargo or Washington Mutual or U.S. Bank or Citibank and say, well, I'd like to make a work hard deposit. You can't do that. It's not going to work. So what you have to do is realize that you have to do the things that you have a calling for. I mean, you were sharing with the story that, and I want to kind of get on the other side of the table and interview you a bit. You were,
you were
telling me about a story and how you became a radio talk show host.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, it was very simple. I mean, I had transposed a number because I was on the fly, I transposed an 800 number, and I dialed into this station, Voice America. And I got the receptionist. I was looking for an individual by the name of Tracy. There was no Tracy, but I didn't hang up, Dr. Gray. I didn't hang up. I was kind of intrigued. And the receptionist said to me, we do have a woman named Casey. And I said, well, what the heck does she do? She said, well, she's a producer. And I said, a producer of what? She said, wow, this is radio. And I stayed intrigued, and I took the call. And within 10 minutes, I had signed on to host my own show. And, by the way, Tacy Trump is my senior executive producer, too.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And isn't that the power, though, of what you talk about in this book? And there's a sense that you don't have to know everything. You don't have to be everything to get a sense that there is a path that we're on. But there is a power of saying yes. I have to ask you this. How did you know in your life when to say yes and when to say no?
I didn't. But I trusted my gut.
There we go. That's exactly it.
I didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, people think that those who have reached a level, I always say a level of success, because I think there's always room to grow for all of us and to learn. If you're not learning, you're not living. We're all familiar with that principle. So I think it's important to realize that all of us get nervous. All of us say, oh, my God, you know. Can I? Is it possible? But it's the coward who feels that fear and goes and decides to run and hide and not do it because you're in control of that moment. It's your moment. The only person that can mess it up is you. And we're always comparing ourselves to this fictitious character. I'm not this enough. I'm not that enough. I'm too much of this. I'm too much of that. And as my mother always says to me, she says, your assets and liabilities are the same depending upon who's judging. Someone may tell you, Dr. Paz, that you talk too much.
Yeah, thank you.
But it works for you, and that's the key to success, is understanding that who you are is who you are, and the more that you come into that, the more that you embrace who you are, the more that you'll understand that working hard is not the only way, because when you find what it is that you want to do, your work will be your play. You'll never have to work another day in your life. She's 11 now, but a goddaughter, and she heard me talk about finding your area of excellence and doing what God puts you here to do. And I remember she handed me a book, and I was a little busy. And I said, okay, do you want me to read this book? But we'll definitely come back to that point very soon.
Absolutely, and we've got a question from Vanessa. As my uncle said, you finally found a way to use the Bacilli gift of gab. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everyone.
Lights go out and I can't be seen. Tides that I try to see.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit ICanDoIt.net.
Kick off your enlightenment with Carrie's 12 Steps to Enlightenment workshop. Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. This two-hour teleclass is on February 23rd at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Call 860-887-1201 to register for the 12 Steps to Enlightenment teleclass. Or visit KerryOConnor.com. That's KerryOConnor.com.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, N-A-R-D-I.com.
Learn about symptom-free autism. Hidden beneath each symptom is the answer waiting to be discovered by the intuitive mind. Natural healer and medical intuitive William Lewis is finding the answers. William isn't interested in cures, just the removal of the symptoms which lead to the label or condition so the body can then readjust to a balanced state. William's son was his first long-term success. Call 508-866-2605 or visit autismsymptomfree.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome back to the show. We're going to finish the conversation we had before the break. Dr. Farah Gray joining me here today. I want to make sure that everyone has the website if you want to find out more about Dr. Gray, about the book. The website you can go to is www.drfarahgray.com. Or you could go right to the Dr. Pat Show website, and we've got links to his website and much more. The book is available everywhere. Get Real, Get Rich. And Vanessa, I will get your question up in a second. Let's finish that conversation, Dr. Gray.
Certainly, I was talking about my goddaughter, and when she gave me the book, I was a little frustrated, and I said, well, what do you want me to do with this? Do you want me to read it? Do you want, you know, kind of like, okay, I have to get to the next appointment. She said, just kind of look through it. I said, okay. I said, oh, all right. She was in the book, and she beat out over 100,000 people with poetry.com and became a published author.
Wow.
And she has agents looking at her. She's been invited to conferences and conventions. And she's just 11 years old. Now, I was impressed. I didn't get a book deal until I was 19. I was impressed. But it was as easy as doing what you love to do because the money will truly follow. And I think that's the key, is doing what you love to do, what you enjoy doing, as opposed to just looking at it from work, because a lot of us work, but, I mean, many people work 160 hours a month and still make minimum wage, and they're not happy. And I tell people, I say, only do what you love to do. You know, people wake up for the job that they hate. Get dressed for the job that they hate. Get in the car for the job that they hate. Drive to the job they hate. Walk through the door of the job that they hate. Sit in the chair of the job that they hate. Those were all life decisions. Nobody put a gun to their head to make those decisions. So I always ask people never to settle. Never.
Mm.
You know, I was asking, you know, my audience, I said, do dogs like bones? And usually the crowd say, yes. I said, no, let me give you a different perspective. Dogs don't like bones, they like steak.
That's right.
They settle for bones. That's all they can get out of life. So you have to ask yourself, what are you settling for?
It's an outstanding question, because when you ask that question, you definitely get answers. You know, Vanessa has been listening to the show, and she wanted me to ask you this question. She has a lot of different things she's considering in the health and wellness field, and so the question is this: when you have so many things to pick from, how do you know what to pick, which really to go for, and not base your decision on how much money you think you'll make doing it? Boy, doesn't that sum it up for a lot of us.
My answer to that is, who really cares? Just start. I think I call it the analysis paralysis. We get crippled by thinking too much. You know, I have so many things I want to do, but let me give you guys an example of my day. Are you ready?
I'm with you.
I own a magazine that's on newsstands everywhere. It's called Prominent, the ultimate entertainment and empowerment magazine. I have a couple books now. The second book, Get Real, Get Rich, is a bestseller, as well as Realionaire. I'm also the lead investor of a clothing company where they do upscale men's suits. I'm not done yet. I oversee, and I'm the co-CEO of Realty Pros, which is an asset management company where I manage bank assets, and I have about $30 million under management. poof, I'm not done yet. And then being the spokesman for various causes and being the chairman of the Far Gray Foundation, as we talked about earlier, you have to start somewhere. And obviously you're so powerful, Vanessa, that you have so many gifts that, one, you could multitask. Two, you could start with one, which may lead into the other. And each experience in life, I think, is a classroom. But I think that when we get so, frazzled by what do I start with, what should I do, what shouldn't I do, or where to start, just start. I think as the Nike
just do it.
Just do it.
And, you know, part of the conversation, and thank you, Vanessa, for the question. Thank you, Dr. Gray.
Thank you very much.
There is a section in the book that you talk about, one of my favorite topics, which is the attitude. And you outline here the control center. You say the control center of your life is your attitude. Let's talk for a few minutes about what that means in terms of now having your dream and your wish and taking it out in the world. I mean, everybody says you got to have a positive attitude, but you break it down. Let's talk for a minute about what some of these attributes are.
It's not just about, a positive attitude. And some people, I went to see someone speak one time, and I just died laughing. They said, you want to blow into the ball of positive energy. Just keep blowing, keep blowing, keep blowing, keep blow, and throw the ball into the world. And Stop there. Stop. My mom would say, stop right now. It's not as David Copperfield, Siegfried and Roy-ish. It's really about waking up with an attitude of, I refuse to be defeated.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely refuse. Mm-hmm. I know that there are times where we feel down. There are times where we feel as if, can I really do this? But it's important to wake up and motivate yourself, to talk to yourself, to push yourself. And I always say, if you're living here on earth and you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room. It's just that simple. So you have to live on the edge. You have to push yourself. You have to be self-motivated. You have to realize that you're going to have to knock on 1,000 doors before one opens up. And I have people that come to me and say, well, I sent out 100 letters and nobody responded. I said, oh, you mean 100,000 letters? Oh, you mean 100 million? No, 100. Oh, okay. Well, that's why you didn't get a response. A lot of people say in the business world, another lie, you get 0.1, you get 1% of what you send out. I always tell people, no, you get 0.1% of what you send out as far as with your promotional material. So it's important. Most people say you have to be at the right place at the right time, and I've never known where that is. So I always say be everywhere all the time, letting people know that you exist, and you have to manage your state of mind.
Oh, you know, this is for so many people, this is the one thing for sure that we can do. You know, this has been a great conversation. I want to thank you for joining me here today. What a fabulous, fabulous show. And, I'm going to look to see if we can get you up in our two-hour spot, because we have lots to talk about. What is, Dr. Gray, what is your personal message for everyone listening to the show today?
To always remember to put God first and to embrace who you are. And I always say, if anyone tells you can't do it, as my friends and I always say, let your haters be your motivators and encourage the spectators.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you for having me.
What a great conversation. Everyone, get real, get rich. Best-selling author of Realionaire, Dr. Farah Gray, Conquer the 7 Lies Blocking You from Success. We touched on a few of them today, but if you get the book, you'll get the rest. Until next week, know that you could step out into the world, hold your head up high, and live life full out. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. We'll see you right back here next week, and get real and get rich.
Please sing him.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Tuesday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Lights go out and I can't be seen. Tides that I tried to swim away.